All right, welcome to those of us joining here on Facebook Live. I see Karen and Kelly and Dan. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it. Welcome. Ralph and Juanita's on here. See another set of headlights rolling in. We might have somebody else walking in here tonight. It's running a little lighter tonight. We don't have Karen on piano tonight. We don't have Todd. We have Bruce. Of course, Bruce has gone through the end of the month here. Yeah. Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. That's good.
He wasn't hiding behind.
So Thanksgiving's coming up next Thursday, as you know. So we won't be here next Thursday. We will be here though next Wednesday night. We're doing a Thanksgiving community service. It'll be more of an official service. We'll actually have on our church page. That's how all that'll be set up. So for tonight, we're running thin on things and equipment-wise. But hey, we got God, we got the Holy Spirit, we got Jesus, and we have Rita. So hey, how good is that?
You're up there with
this.
Wow,
you're high in the ranks tonight.
Yes, I am. Rarely
all
get
right.
up there.
And Tom is being kind enough to click buttons for us. We appreciate it, Tom. So we can share.
Thanks, Tom.
What we've got here. Brandon, were you starting this off, I think?
I believe so.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle along, they say I have nothing. But they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing. How I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. And there's fruit on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
I know I'm not wealthy. These clothes they're not new. And I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. That's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Lord, for your blessings on me.
That little solo there.
That's all right.
It's Thursday night. It's Remember, practice night. Welcome, ladies.
We can't fault you. You're in high rank tonight.
Yeah, that's true. I'm among the best.
That's right. Amen. Amen. I mean, come on. Big amens, right? Isn't it all good? So once again, it's Thursday night. For those on Facebook who don't know where we're coming in from, this is Hamilton, Ohio, which is north near Hamilton, Ohio. Definitely Ross, Ohio, near Hamilton, Ohio, which is near Cincinnati, Ohio, which is okay. We're somewhere in Ohio, right?
Which is in Ohio, which is near Kentucky, which
something like that, kind of maybe. So we're running through music that we're going to be doing this Sunday, and this is actually going to be the music we're going to be doing for the Thanksgiving Community Service, which will be next Wednesday. So again, we won't be here next Thursday, Thanksgiving, right? However, we will be here next Wednesday. That'll be on the church channel, live on the church channel on Facebook. So who else has rolled in here? I'm seeing Judy and Dave and Rich and Kelsey. Kelsey is doing the waving thing. Yeah. Hello, Kelsey.
If anybody tunes in on...
Probably got our awesome little child on her knee.
On our pre-Thanksgiving service and then joins us on Sunday and we all look a little different. The food was good.
The food was good. Yeah.
If you are lonely, when you feel afraid, you're not the only, we are all the same, in need of mercy. thank God it's all you need.
And all the people said amen. Oh, 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 and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. If you're rich or poor, well, it don't matter, weak or strong. You know, love is what we're after. We're all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and fall, and he so loved the world, he sent his son to save us all. And all the people said amen. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, who are torn apart. Blessed are the persecuted, the pure in heart. Blessed are the people hungry for another star. For this is the kingdom of God. And all the people said amen. Whoa, 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 whoa. And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Whoa, 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 whoa. And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Whoa, 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 whoa. And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen.
And all the people said amen. Amen, right? So, okay, so you haven't figured out a theme yet. Thanksgiving, you heard thanks in the first song. You heard thanks right here in this song. Somebody's getting a theme going here, right?
Okay. I don't get it.
Let's see. All right, so... So for our call to worship is another one. I'm going to take the call to worship and kind of blend it into the opening. So actually, do me a favor. Go one more. Go another slide here. Let's see where we are. Can't remember how the slide deck was. And go one more. Wait a minute. Where are you?
Huh?
I thought you were going forward. Which way are you going? I want to go forward through the deck. Advancing through the deck. So the call to worship. Okay, that. Next.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah, go back to that one. Give thanks. Give thanks. Yeah. Because otherwise you end up getting lost on these things.
They're the same song.
It's the same song. So
we're looking for the leaves there.
Looking.
Correct.
Yep, technically this will be the opening, and of course our call to worship is kind of going to be the same thing. Let's see. Karen, she loved the song we just did here. That's great. Karen Riley. Thank you, Karen. Kelsey Allen, haven't been on here in a while because I took Facebook off my phone. Miss you, guys. We missed you too, Kelsey. We're glad you got back on your phone or however you're watching us. That's great. And we've also got Mary. Mary Sheldon has joined us. That's T-Dog's grandma. Okay. Uh-huh. And Chris Trumbull's hanging out here, too. How cool is that? How good is that?
Anytime you want.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us.
Where am I?
And now let the weak say, I am strong.
That's what happens when I look away.
Let the poor say, I am rich.
Welcome to Thursday nights.
Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
All right, I got to ask our ladies that are higher voices. Do we need to sing that higher? Because that's supposed to be a sing-along for the opening. Does that need to go higher, or is that too low for you? Oh, you ended up singing higher. Was it? But when you're singing higher, was it too high for you, though? See, okay, here's why I ask. Okay, this is actually supposed to be the cover here. Brandon, move it up to five real quick. Yeah, so we're getting feedback. Yeah, maybe we can get feedback from people on Facebook, too. This could be fun. Okay, the cover is actually another step higher.
The Holy One, give thanks. Jesus Christ, the Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the...
Is it easier to sing up there?
Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son.
It's better for me.
And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us.
Okay, does that feel better? We're going to do it on that one. Then.
Yeah, I like that.
Good, that's better for me. That's
better for me, too.
Oh, good. Well, then we'll do it on a five. We should have done that. I don't know why I missed that in practice. Right, because
we were in your imaginary basement.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do that. Whoops. We're going to do that. We'll cover that. All right. So for those of you on Facebook Live, thank you for hanging out with us and enjoying
all of that.
Thursday night practice, figuring out what key we want to sing in. But believe me, it's worth it. You have no idea how worth it that was. Okay, Brandon, this was the one where you were.
Yes, it was.
Doing
it.
Did you want to just fake guitar it, or did you want to go? Did you want to go? What do you want to do here? Huh?
For a little backstory for our Facebook and new members of the audience.
Please share the story on this song. Okay, so
I made the
song,
mistake.
Yeah.
Of walking over to the piano when we practiced this. I don't play piano.
You do, but it's not your primary instrument.
Not even close.
Oh no, I thought you did quite well.
Guitar,
actually.
Tuba, piano. Give it a try.
So which one are you going to try? The piano or the guitar?
We played that last song twice.
Pretty much. You're right. Okay. Oh, so he is going over. Okay, he's going to the piano. Is it still even on? Okay.
She's going to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she's
about?
Fine.
Yeah, if anybody goes to Las Vegas, must be. Of course, this guy.
She's taking her kids, what does that say?
Oh, let's see. Who else has joined us? David has joined us. Jackie's joined us. Larry's
joined us.
For those
of you private room.
For those of you who haven't been with us in a while, we take our prayer requests, one of which may be for Brandon here, as he ends up playing the piano here. And I was telling Brandon, so we're not going to have Karen on Sunday either because she's out of town. And so I was telling Brandon, I said, I might have to try and do guitar with him on the keyboards because bass with the piano on this song, I don't know, really works. But we're going to find out. Yeah. God bless Brandon. Did you want me to just start? Or are you going to try an intro? Let's see if he's got the right sound, the right key. Nope. Got the right voice here. There's my first note. Cool. Dreamed I went to heaven. You want me to start it? Or you want to intro it? You can tell we really practiced this one, but hey, it'll be awesome. Thank you. Ooh, a nice intro. Thanks, Brandon. Now I can see. I dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard those angels singing, then someone called your name. He turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now, but then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you'd say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you, said, remember the time. A missionary came to your church, and his pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm so glad you gave. One by one they came, far as your eyes could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices you made. They were unnoticed on this earth, in heaven now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry. But I'm almost sure there were tears in your eyes. As Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. So glad you gave. Thank you
forgiven to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you, forgiven to the Lord. I'm so glad you gave. I'm so glad you gave.
It'll be awesome on Sunday. We're working through some of the kinks here tonight, obviously. Okay, Brandon has a mic on. Brandon doesn't have a mic on, but here's what he just said. He said he discovered he has a disconnect. He can't look up, I guess, for the notes. He can't look up for the notes and play the piano, so he had no clue where we were. Well, Brandon, for not knowing where we were, you did mighty fine, my friend. You did very, very well. Very well. Let's put you out in front of it, back in front of an instrument that you love more. I know what you're going to be doing tomorrow. You're going to be pianoing. You're going to learn that one. But considering Brandon just sat down and we've only really ran through that just an hour ago and ran through it kind of once. I mean, it's that's not his primary instrument. It's lamellated. So that's.
Thank you for putting up with the talent show right there. I just fell off the stage.
Thursday night's all about. Thursday night's all about it. Who else has
played
joined
the piano?
In
I gave him a solo. You know what the heck?
Nice.
You know,
Jackie has joined. Larry Gallagher's on here. Gary Whistler's on here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor.
Yeah. Oh, so Larry
we're
says
so good.
Okay. Larry says great song, great message. Okay, so that's good. And you remember we're still on the thanks thing, right? Thank you for giving. Okay. Let's see. Do I have the word? There's got to be the word thank in this next song here, right? We gather together. There's got to be. Well, maybe it's just gather for the food then, right? Let's see. Sing praises. Does it have the word thank in this one? Oh, shoot. I don't guess I'm... All right. I'll just say it now. Thank. Okay. It's officially in the song. We gather together? Yes, Lord blessings. It works. Yeah, four. We're going to do it on four, yeah.
Okay, I'm back.
Kind of making me want to sing a different song with that little 4A here. Did you intro this or did I just start? I don't remember.
Welcome to Thursday night.
Thursday night. Oh, thank you. Hey, I didn't ask for that one, but thank you. Okay.
Let's see.
I don't remember how we did this. Oh, we're going to have to figure this out, so we don't have Karen here on this.
Is it three, sort of?
Yep. That's a good intro. Let's just keep the A going. That's good.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name, he forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning, thou Lord, we're at our side, all glory be thine. We all do extol thee, thou triumphant, and pray that thou still our defender will be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free.
I'm back home.
Oh, no, we'll fill her up and keep on going. Okay. Okay, this one, all right, and our final one here, I don't think it has a word thanks at all in it. It's just a fun song we wanted to do tonight. But actually, for the Thanksgiving community service, our post is actually going to be the good news. Listen to the good news. Listen to the music. We'll be doing that one. But we're not doing it tonight. But you remember it. He has everything memorized. Give me high places there, Brandon.
I can do that.
Thank you.
Blame it all on my roots, ashamed of the truth that my life has come to bear. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. I saw the surprise, the love in his eyes. Then I took his hand in mine. Now he said to me, this is a way to be free. So I'll never complain. 'Cause I've got friends in low places where my Jesus shines and his joy chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Seeking Jesus on a daily basis. Yes, I live today by his many graces. 'Cause I've got friends in high places. I guess I was wrong. I really belong to Jesus. He's been there before. God became man. He walked on this land and he showed me what to live for. I didn't mean to cause a big scene. He gave me forgiveness and then I'll be as high as that heavenly tower that he's living in. 'Cause I've got friends in high places where Jesus shines and his joy chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Seeking Jesus on a daily basis. Yes, I live today by his many graces. 'Cause I've got friends in high places. I guess I was wrong. I really belong to Jesus. He's been there before. God became man. He walked on his land and he showed me what to live for. I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just wait till I finish this song. Sweetness instills, bringing new kind of thrills as we sing along. Where my Jesus shines and his joy chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Now I'm seeking Jesus on a daily basis. Yes, I live today by his many graces. 'Cause I got friends in high places. I've got friends in high places. Ha
ha! I'm all about the laugh in the song. I love doing that.
Fun song. It's a fun song. I'm glad. And for those of you who didn't figure it out, yes. There were Christian lyrics to that song, and those are ones like, gosh, I didn't write that. What year I added that? Oh, well, sometime a while back I did. Oh, my gosh, a couple years back, wasn't it? Yeah, I did that one. Okay. All right, let me grab the other microphone here. We'll switch over. We'll share a message. We're going for prayer requests. Mary Sheldon says, very good song. Karen Riley says, beautiful and great song. God bless her. We've been complimented on Facebook. Thank you. Always a good thing. So hang loose a moment. see if I can figure out where I'm at here with all my different pieces, parts. So again, next Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, so we won't be here next Thursday. However, we will be here next Wednesday, but it'll be on our church page. That's going to be our Thanksgiving community service. So we get together with, gosh, is it five different churches, I think? The St. Aloysius Roman Catholic Church is one of them. The Presbyterian Church. I had a list. I don't have it in front of me. All right. Well, if the list isn't in front of you, then so be it, right? So it is. That's right. Thank you, Brandon. Everyone who'll be there, who's going to be there, will most assuredly be there. Ooh, did somebody open that up for me? I think somebody did. How awesome is that? I think somebody opened up the Bible for me already. I'm not even going to have to do it. That's a good thing. But I'm going to be ahead of the curve. I'm going to remember this time. I'm going to bring up Facebook on here so I don't miss any of the prayer requests that may roll in and through. Mike Harris has joined us. Kyle McNeely's watching. Yeah, and Morgan is watching. Todd Truman is watching. Todd. Actually, you need to bring that cutout again and again, yeah. Whatever that was, and put that in there.
We need to get one made with Todd's image instead of mine, though.
Well, you're right. You're right. That would have been more appropriate, wouldn't it? Well, you mean from Sunday? Yeah, I presume he's feeling better because he's at work. So, of course, with Todd, that doesn't always mean he's feeling better. But he went to work. So he's feeling like he can do something, I guess. How's that? How does that sound? He's feeling like he can be of some use somewhere. Well, so how's the week been? Week has been a week, right? A different week. I can't wait. Can't wait to hear the stories from the, were you at the bookstore this week? I'm sure we're going to have stories from the book. Okay, so I actually had the Bible sitting here today, and I didn't open it. So someone opened it. And actually, I guess I'll have to ask that someone, did you let it randomly, or is this something, you got something here that caught your attention? This is just where it opened. Okay, good. All right, then. Let's see. All right, Lord, I've got Proverbs. I got most of Proverbs 14 that opened up and the beginnings of Proverbs 15. So, Lord, where do you want me to go? In 15. Proverbs 15 is where we're going. I wonder how long that is. Not that it matters. Well, it's not that bad. Yeah. Well, yeah. No problem. Actually, Proverbs is great. Because remember, Proverbs was written by Solomon. And what was the gift? Remember the gift that Solomon asked God for? Essentially, he asked God for wisdom. He said, Lord, I'm scared. You know, I mean, you give me this, my dad, he's doing this, and I watched my dad do this, right? But he said, but now here I am. You know, what am I doing here? So a lot of good stuff in Proverbs. So Proverbs 15. Okay, that's bizarre. Okay, here we are. Proverbs 15, verse 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. We've seen that happen, right? Right? Verse 2. The tongue of the wise commands knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. All right. So far, so good. We're talking about words, right? We're talking about what's spoken. Then we move into this one. It says, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. All right. So God's watching over us. He says that the tongue that brings healing. Okay, so in other words, if we're speaking good words, right? The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Well, I'm going to stop right there. So that's Proverbs 15:4, and I'll go on after this, but I got to build on this one. As you know, I do a lot of ministry on Facebook and via email. People will go to my website, gregconder.com, and they'll click on the it actually says live chat healing, but I'm really there for live, so they end up leaving a message, and I reply back to them on email. But probably that's probably one of the most powerful things is what we speak. Or what we don't speak. It works both ways. And that's one of the reasons why I've shared with you before. I declare Philippians 4:4-9. First thing in the morning, you know, I do it out loud. Like, granted, in the morning it's more of a whisper because my wife's still sleeping, okay? But as soon as my feet hit the floor, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we give it all to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall fill your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, wherever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things with you have both learned, heard, received, and seen in me do, and the peace of God, it shall be with you. That's Philippians 4, chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. And that's something I've been declaring out loud since 2009, every morning. That's why I can sit here and just spew it out right now. And it's great to have a scripture that you can just really, really lock into. And you remember, I was healed from the anxiety. All right, the anxiety, the stress, the fear. So this one is that proclamation. This is my battle cry. It's my battle cry. For years, I was playing defense. All right, I was trying to avoid the situations that I know would cause me stress and fear in that. But that was exactly what the enemy wanted me to play into. You know, God did not get, we're told in 2 Timothy 1:7, we are told that God gave us a sound mind, not a spirit of fear. I was living in fear on defense. You know, what can I do to avoid, you know, avoid this stuff? But then when I was healed in July 2008, you know, it was like, it's time. We flip. Now I'm on offense. So that's a battle cry. You know, that's saying, that's it. Devil, you just get out of the way. You know, when, and you guys have heard me say it before, when your feet hit the floor in the morning out of the bed, the devil needs to say, Debbie's up, Tom's up, Linda's up, Steve's up, Greg's up, whoever, put your name in it. Put your name in it, those watching on Facebook. You've got to be on it. Now, some people might want to try and take this to an extreme. Ephesians 6:12, you know, tells us not we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and darkness, okay, and in spiritual things in high places. So it is a battle for your mind. It most certainly is. But you don't want to get yourself in where you're in perpetual battle, because you also want to rest in Jesus. We want to rest because Jesus already won the war. We've just got these little scrimmages that we're fighting, right? Come on, Jesus defeated death. You know, when Jesus died a physical death, Jesus went down to, it tells us in the Word of God, right? It tells us Jesus went down to hell. He went down to hell. Why did he go there? To grab the keys, to get the keys back, to get the keys of this earth, because Satan had grabbed the keys to this earth, the authority over this earth, back when Adam had originally sinned, when they got kicked out of the garden. So God had to put this whole thing in motion to legally pull all this stuff back. And how do you legally do it? God gave man, flesh and blood, the earth, right? Yeah. He's saying for all the people that did die. He's saying Jesus went to hell. Okay, good question. Excellent question. No, it's good. Thank you, Stephen. A good question. So those on Facebook who didn't hear the question, Stephen essentially is asking, okay, so Jesus goes down to hell, right? And Blake on, and Stephen's asking about what are the people that essentially were kind of waiting for Jesus, right? And that's excellent, because what happens is one of the things, and it's only recorded in one of the Gospels, and I can't remember which one it is right now, but it mentions that when Jesus died his physical death on the cross, he said the dead came out of their graves and walked around. All right? Can you imagine that? You know, your grandparents, great, I would go down the list, right? They got up and they walked around. Hey, how's it going? Okay. It's like, whoa. And it's fascinating, but only one of the Gospels mentions that. To me, that's like, whoa, that's pretty powerful stuff. But, and I'd have to go back and look. I can't remember which one actually shares that. However, Stephen, but also too, one of the things that, because some of the questions, of course, what happened to all the people, of course, well, to your point, the people that had died prior to all this, it also says, you remember, Abraham was counted righteous by God because of his faith, all right? Now, in the Old Testament, they didn't have Jesus, all right? They just pretty much had God and the rules, okay? But Abraham, of course, had great faith and trust in God, so it's the Word tells us that Abraham was counted as righteous. Now, what's really cool about the word righteous is that's also what's used in the New Testament, where they're saying we are made righteous by our faith in Christ. All right? So like Isaiah 54:17, an Old Testament scripture, it says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and no tongue shall condemn. For thus is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says God." Their righteousness is of me, says God. By our faith in Jesus, we are righteous. Therefore, even that Old Testament scripture, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." That doesn't mean it's not going to be there. It says it won't prosper. It won't take the advantage of it. You've got the door. You got the door. You got the shield. You got the power of God. That's good. All this off of this one verse. Abraham had a lot of conversations with people. Yeah, which one? Okay. Okay. Stephen's kind of coming back, bringing us back kind of the way, which with the Romans Catholic call purgatory. Okay. All right. But essentially, it's a waiting. All right, let's call it a waiting room too. Now, there is a book. There's what's called a non-canonical book. It means it's a book. The Bible is made up. All the books of the Bible came from all the different writings in that. And what happened was, in the King James Version is kind of what, because it was the first English version, is kind of what a lot of us refer to, right? But what they did is they took a lot of these writings and they put all this stuff together. Well, they kind of had to decide what's going to make it, what's going to make the cut. Well, there's one book that didn't make the cut, and I understand why when you read it. It's called the Book of Enoch. Have you read that? Have you read the Book of Enoch? You have. Isn't it great? The Book of Enoch. In the Book of Enoch, and for those of you watching on Facebook, you can actually download it as a free app. Just search for the Book of Enoch. At least on Android, I know you can get it free. I presume you can probably get a Kindle version for free. But the Book of Enoch is fascinating because what it does is it fills in a lot of the gaps that you kind of, like, for example, you see a David in this big giant called Goliath, six fingers, six toes, crazy tall. What is this all about? Enoch fills in the gaps. Here's where Enoch fills that in. Fallen angels. All right. So the angels that chose to follow Lucifer, right? They came down to earth. They mated with women. So these giants were half. They were half human and half demon. That's why they had the six. Remember the number of man? Six, 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 six. Okay. That's why they had the six fingers, the six toes, and that. And they were crazy high and crazy big. And that fills in that gap. Our 24-hour day, our 365-day calendar, all that's filled in, those gaps are filled in. It's defined in the Book of Enoch. So certain stuff, I'm kind of surprised they didn't kind of edit the Book of Enoch a little bit and just kind of grab what they wanted, but I'm kind of, it's pure. It's fascinating. You're correct. You're correct, Stephen. That's right. That's why it didn't make the cut. And by the way, it barely did make the cut. Meaning they needed like a 2/3 majority or something, like one or two shy of it for making the cut. But it's a good book. Yeah. Okay, but Enoch, and remember, God likes to do things in numbers, like 7 and 12 and all that. Okay, so Enoch was seven generations from Adam, and then he was seven generations to Noah. He was right in between. And in the Book of Enoch, he does speak about what you're talking about, essentially a holding area, if you will, for the dead, the dead before they actually can be in front of God's presence. So, yeah, that's it's wild. It's a good book. It's a good read. What do you mean, like the movie or the book, The Amityville Horror? Or the actual event, The Amityville Horror? You're talking about family moving into the house, you mean? Right. So the family that moved into that Amityville Horror house was into that kind of stuff anyway, so, yeah. Yep, demons are real. Yep. That's right. And for people that choose to invite them, right. Satan worshipers, yeah. Right. That's it. I mean, this stuff is real, but the thing is, we're a lot of us who were raised in churches and that are kind of, for lack of a better word, protected from that. And we've never been exposed to that stuff, you know, but it's real. It is real. It's a real battle. Ooh, got some cool stuff. Stephen's going down his path. Every now and then we get Stephen going down his path here. Hold on. Okay. Well, along these lines, I'm going to pick up something here. So Kelsey had shared on here, and Kelsey, she God bless her, she probably typed this thing 2 minutes ago because everything's delayed. But Kelsey, it says, asks that, should we take the book of Enoch as truth? Okay. So, Kelsey, I can tell you this. Read it. Read it. I can tell you when I read the book of Enoch, I was reading it, really asking the same question that Kelsey's asking here. Should we take it as truth? And as I read it, I mean, I was really feeling a piece of the Holy Spirit, some affirmation with a lot of things as I was reading it through that. But Kelsey, it's a valid question because, like I said, it didn't make the cut. However, I think the biggest reason it didn't make the cut is people couldn't come to terms with the concept of fallen angels, you know, mating with human women. You know, that was just a little too much for people, especially in the 1614? When was it? The somewhere around there when the king in that era? Because remember, witches, burning witches. You know, that's anyway. That's just my theory on that. But I encourage you to read it and decide for yourself. But for me, when I was reading, I was really feeling the peace of the Spirit and a lot, like I said, a lot of things were a lot of good understanding from it. It was pretty amazing. One more question from Steve. I probably should take the mic over for him. You're asking you're asking about Martin Luther? Who, of course, broke away from who was a Roman Catholic priest, who broke away. Started the Lutheran Church. Not because he wanted to. Well, you remember that, he posted his 90, or was it 95? 90 or 95, whatever it was. At least 90, maybe it was 95. Theses, right? All the points. He said, look, here's the stuff. And one of the things, of course, didn't need to deal with this, but to your point, he certainly could have, it could have been some of the stuff that he may have read through the book of Enoch. However, the big thing he was against was the indulgences, essentially being saying, here you go. Oh, I sinned. Here's some money. I'm forgiven. Yeah. Paul experienced that. Remember there was a guy named Simon who was a mystic and everybody was, until Paul comes around and shows him what's going on. And Simon says, hey, I want to buy that power. You know, I want to buy this power of God that you're displaying. And he put him in his place. He went blind. Remember? Now the basilica was built. Stephen's mind. I love this guy. Get some of you other watching. Thanks. And Kelsey said 95. Thank you. It was 95 theses. Yeah. That's right. You got to watch. Exactly right. You got to watch. You don't build this stuff. It's first rate because it appeals to all the. And Stephen's talking about the basilica, and a lot of the other grandiose structures, you know, built for houses of worship. And yeah, they're very much meant to appeal, you know, to our human flesh. But of course, you remember too, a lot of these were designed and built because they truly wanted to give glory to God. You know, however, things get twisted along the way, and things end up happening for different reasons than the original sometimes. But anyway, that's what it goes. That's right, the right purpose, which then takes us into Proverbs 15, verse 5. Right, so we went from tongue. Look how we went off of verse 4 with a tongue. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life. A deceitful son crushes the spirit. So now verse 5: a fool spurns his father's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. It's a funny English word, isn't it? Prudence. Meaning they're smart. Shows prudence. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings them trouble. We just go on and on with Proverbs. I'm kind of inclined to jump, so we're going to jump. We're going to do a quick jump. And this must, and I bet this is going to be something about we just talked about. Acts 11. Title, oh, this is Peter. Peter explains his actions. Oh, gosh, what happened prior to this one? Where? Let's just see if it tells us in that. Let's see. Okay. Acts 11, Peter. And the apostles and the brothers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. So this is pretty cool. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "Hey, you went into the house of the uncircumcised men and ate with them." All right, Peter, of course, raised Jewish, circumcised. All right, that was the Jewish culture, right, being circumcised. And, but here now, Peter has word that, hey, these Gentiles are getting the word of God, all right, these uncircumcised people. So the Jews, of course, being raised to follow the rules, you know, are questioning this. So they're criticizing Peter and said, "Hey, you did this." And Peter began and explained everything to them precisely as it had happened. He said, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, and I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven." You guys probably remember this one, don't you? "So a large sheet being let down from heaven, its four corners, and when it came to where I looked, I saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds of the air. Then I heard a voice tell me, it says, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.'" Now all these animals in the sheet were ones that God had declared to the Jews they're unclean. So probably pigs and, you know, other stuff like that, right? So so God tells Peter, he's in a trance, and he tells Peter, "Get up and eat." And Peter replies, "Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth." And the voice spoke from heaven a second time and said, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." That's huge. Do not call anything impure that God has made clean. So God, in this trance, in this vision, said, "Here, I'm offering you these things," all right? So this happened three times, and then it was all pulled back up to heaven. So the sheet was down, came up and down three times, and it was gone. "So right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying and said, 'The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them.' And these six brothers who were also with me, we entered a man's house, and he told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house. And he said, 'Send to Joppa for Simon Peter, same guy, who was called Simon, who's called Peter. And he said, he will bring you a message through which you and your household will be saved.'" Now, this is cool. So this man in Joppa gets a vision, call for Simon Peter. He's going to come in. He's going to save your household. He's going to bring Jesus in. And he said, "And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come upon us at the beginning." So Peter is in the house now of Gentiles, non-Jewish people, non-believers, and he's saying that the Holy Spirit came upon us. It's like, how cool is this, right? But this is a new experience for Peter, right? You know, because remember, God's revealing this to him now, because up to this point, the Jews were always raised, and for that matter, the Old Testament very clearly says they are God's people, right? So he said, "Then I remember what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So if God gave them," meaning the Gentiles, "the same Spirit as he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God?" In other words, he finally got it. He got it. Christ is for all. "And when they heard this, they had no further objections, and they praised God." So remember earlier, they were mad at him for going to the Gentiles. So now after he explained this, they had no further objection, praising God, saying, "Then God has granted even the Gentiles the repentance unto life." How awesome is that? How wonderful. It really is. It's you know, it's an amazing story. I was talking when I arrived here. Kelsey, thank you. Kelsey's sharing. Kelsey has some good history. It was back to the Stephen is back to the Martin Luther thing. The 95 Theses in 1517, and that's when Pope Leo X excommunicated him. Of course, you remember that wasn't his goal. He wasn't trying to get kicked out. He was trying to fix stuff. But anyway, that's which and ends up starting the church. So again, for those, I don't think I've missed any prayer requests in here so far. So on Facebook, if you got any, please do. And I'm going to see if we can't get some folks here. And we'll turn on the microphone so people on Facebook can hear. If I can learn how to push buttons. Come on. It's not rocket science. There it is. Rocket science it is. Why not? Let's start with Stephen. Let's start down with Stephen this time. Prayer requests. How are things going there, Stephen?
Well, is this on?
Oh, it's on.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Well, I guess my prayer request would be I just get through the next 2 weeks so I can just, be done with school. And then I only have one class left, and then my paycheck will improve, and then I can finally deal with my CASP. And just get another certification under my belt before I graduate, and then I got to go find a better job that'll get me out to California for a little while.
That's all right. This is probably going to get cranky. Hold on a second. Let's see if I can find it here.
Okay.
Yep, it worked.
All right.
Nice. Sometimes you got to talk to the electronic equipment.
Okay. Should I repeat that?
I think we got it.
Okay.
You got it. So school, work.
Yep. School, work, and, well, yeah, that just school and work. I guess that's my prayer request.
Are your parents?
Doing okay?
Excellent.
Yeah, they're doing fine. Mom's kind of getting ready to retire in a couple of months, so she's kind of anxious for me to get going now, because she just took her name off my bank account. So, being 34, I think it is time that I try and fly out of here if I could, at least briefly. I'm not planning on living in California. It's just too dirty, but I'm gonna try and just get a project started, right, if at all.
Pursue your dream.
I'm gonna try, and if they feel that I have some insights that they could use, then, and offer me a position where I could stay there, perhaps I would consider it.
Nice.
Okay, but it's all up to them.
Amen. It's all up to God, isn't it? All right. Here she is.
I am glad back.
She's back.
And I tell you something funny happened since I've been back.
Wait a minute. I forgot. Now, Linda, you came back. What day did you get? What day were you back? You were back on
November 15th.
The 15th is when you got back. Okay.
Every day since I've been back, besides this week, I've been Freeman of the team I was in with. One night, they were all in bed with me.
You said dreaming?
Dreaming.
Yes.
Can you paint me these dreams of all the people that you were on the trip with?
Yes.
Nice.
They was in my bed. Then one night, they paint with me.
No, wait a second. Hold on a second. So your dream was that they were in you, they were with you in the bed? Is that right?
In my bed.
So did you have like this huge bed or what?
No, it ain't huge.
There are all 18 of them.
You got 18 people in your bed?
Yes.
All right, I can work with this. Keep going.
And the next day, they are painting with me.
Oh, all 18 or however, they were all painting with you.
Yes.
Now, were you all, where were you painting? In your room or at B&B or?
I have no idea where I was.
On the beach or you were just painting? You were all painting.
I just was painting.
Now, I'm curious, do they all have like their own easels or just paper on a paper?
I just know they were in there.
You just knew they were painting. Okay. All right.
But this week, I have not, didn't come to me then, this week. I'm glad.
Well, that's okay. That's good. Those are good dreams. By the way, when you have a dream when someone's in bed with you,
mm-hmm.
and just in bed with you, not doing other things, right? Just in bed with you like that. That's the meaning that you're very comfortable with them, right? You felt very comfortable around them.
Yes,
you're in agreement. They're good friends. That's nice.
Yes,
nice. That's good. Good dreams.
They were better with me this time.
Even miss it. Well, there you go.
And what I was praying about, I had prayed. His name is
Brad. Brad. Okay.
He ordered wheelchair for us. Now, some people didn't like it, them. I did like it.
You like being taken care of?
Yes. On the way back, it was all food. And it was a lot easier to go through the steps and
getting on the plane.
Well, good.
It was good. You know when you had to go through the United States back?
Yeah.
Well, that was always...
Customs?
Yes. That was always the hardest thing for me to do.
So he helped you breeze through customs?
Huh? Yes.
Wonderful.
But I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to go next year.
Excellent. Your sister missed you.
She did.
She did say that. Took her a few days, but then she missed you.
One thing I want to pray, ask for again, what I always will ask for. We really do need a new bus.
Yes.
Every week, it breaks down.
The van keeps breaking down?
Yes.
I hate when that happens.
And then they would break down before I left, and would break down this week.
So maybe it's you.
No.
Oh.
Nice.
But somehow, they have to figure out how to get a new van or get something.
We're going to put that in God's hands, right?
Yes.
Maybe needs an Armstrong.
Maybe.
It must be a very old van, because this van is...
This is one of those, like, 15-passenger vans?
Yes. And it takes that many people, or more.
Nice.
Many, many places.
Okay.
But that way my prayer is.
Amen. Debbie.
Concern?
Yes?
Karen's uncle died. He passed away 2 days ago. And so we know that he is no longer in pain. He's no longer lonely. And he's busy in heaven.
Amen.
The fact that he didn't want a service, he doesn't want anything. They're too cremating.
Okay.
And
was he a believer or?
Oh yes.
He was a believer.
He
didn't want any fuss. He just
right. No fuss. He was 94.
Oh my goodness! He had lived a good life then. That's
yes.
great.
Yes. So, Karen's doing really well with it. So, nice. She's continued to work.
Excellent.
I asked her if she wanted me to work for her tomorrow or Saturday, and she said no.
She's still carrying on her normal stuff. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Tuesday, I had someone come in the store.
Oh, we got our... Well, I knew I'd get a good store story here.
I have two stories, but I'll just tell one. Was a young woman. She was a teacher in Finneytown.
Yeah.
Needed a Christian store. Because she needed to buy something for a student. The student had lost her father very recently.
Her student is what, grade school? Or?
Middle school.
Okay.
She now has lost her mother. And
lost as in life, death?
Yes.
Okay.
She has no sisters or brothers. So now she thinks she's going to live with her grandmother. She's really not sure. But the teacher has figured out this girl. She always, like, real happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
And she approached the student and said, "You're not really that happy. And is there something I can do for you?"
Nice.
And she says, "No, I'm okay." But she kept noticing her watching the teacher. And then she would smile at her. So she came to the store. She needed something to give her. And so by talking, she said that she only put in the Google that she needed. She thought she typed in bookstore, right. Christian bookstore.
Okay.
But only Cheviot went in.
She typed in Cheviot?
Cheviot, yes.
That's all she typed in Google was Cheviot.
Yes.
Not bookstore or anything, just Cheviot.
Cheviot.
Okay. All right.
And when she got by the store, it says you have arrived at your destination.
Okay.
So she pulled in and she came in.
All right, a little divine GPS then.
And so we were talking, and I suggested that she give her a devotional. Mm-hmm. I said, Sarah Young for a teen.
Nice.
And she said, would it be bad if I gave her a necklace? And I said, no, it would not be. Because she could decide whether she wanted to hide it or not.
True.
And I said, she said, do you think I should tell my school? She goes to a Catholic, she teaches at a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. She says, should I tell my school I did this? I said, well, I taught school. And if I had done, and I had done that.
Yeah.
No, I did not tell them. It's not necessary to Good. Tell them. And I went to a public school, so they probably wouldn't have liked it.
True.
And I said, have you watched the show God Winks that's on...
Sunday night?
You said God Winks?
God Wink.
Wink. Awake or Wink?
Wink.
Wink. Okay, God Winks. Okay. I heard that, but I don't think I've seen it.
That's on Hallmark. And
oh,
she
okay.
said, I heard about it. I said, well, it is a true story, and that there are times that God will wink at you
nice.
And will make a comment to you to tell you that you are doing what God wants you to do. And when you came here not having put in what you were looking for,
yeah.
God winked at you.
Amen.
And when you asked for help, he winked again. So I said, she started to go out the door, and I go, oh, you can't go until I hug you.
Excellent.
And I said, you've got to come back and tell me how it went.
And that was this week?
Yes, that was Tuesday.
Nice. Yeah.
And then today I had another wonderful day.
Fantastic.
Yes.
What a great place to work. In a Christian bookstore. Inner blessings. I want to say upper blessings. Inner Blessings Christian Bookstore in Cheviot on Harrison Avenue in Cheviot, right by, what's the name of the school that's right by you there?
Harrison.
Is that elementary? Or?
Middle elementary.
Harrison Elementary School. Neat. Neat place, neat stuff. There, and then there's Tom, the man who opens Bibles, we think.
Okay.
Anyway, it divinely opened, right?
One of the things...
Oh. Give me that microphone. I don't know if it turned off on its own or if the battery's dead. Yeah. Anyway, there it goes. There you're back on.
He was a hypochondriac, and he thought he had all kind of problems. And they would check him and do x-rays, and he didn't believe he had mental illness, which he really did have. So anyway, the one church, it's called Crossroads in
yeah.
Dayton.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with Crossroads, yeah.
And they send a van to the nursing home every Sunday to pick people up that want to come.
Oh, really?
Now, Wayne had been there since 2006. The church bus had come every Sunday since 2006.
Wow.
He never missed a Sunday.
Fantastic.
When he passed away, the uncle had decided to set him up a funeral in 1998, so everything was planned ahead of time, and he was laid to rest by his mom and dad. We have found out that on his birth certificate, there were three siblings, but we've never known who they were.
Right. Couldn't find them, I guess.
No.
Okay.
So anyway, at the funeral, there were two people from a nursing home came, and I thought I was going to be there by myself. Then the church family started showing up.
Wow.
There were 14 people from the church, plus the minister did a service.
Excellent.
And I just feel that we should give that church prayers for their commitment to one of their members who is dedicated and come every Sunday.
Nice.
Now, he could say he was dying 6 days a week, but on Sunday he always had to be ready to go to church.
Nice. Nice.
So,
and he went. People cared enough to pick him up. That's fantastic.
And, you know, I've had other ones that the bus won't come. A minister said we don't have time to pick them up. But, you know, that's their thing. But this church was very devoted to that nursing home. And they really didn't have a contact there. They just came because they heard that some people wanted to go to church and they didn't have a church to attend. So since 2006, they've been picking off every Sunday.
That's fantastic. Any idea, not that it matters, but any idea how far away the church was from there?
I'm not really sure. It's Crossroads of Dayton, and the nursing home's in North Dayton.
On the north side of Dayton.
So it's
probably not.
Can't be that far away.
Yeah, right. Nice. That's fantastic. That is good. That's really, we appreciate that. That's really, really good stuff. Ah, yeah. For John. I actually don't know that I heard. Did he pass? Debbie Gilman's dad? Well, I heard, so he's not doing well then. Mm-hmm. Nancy and Doug. I'm seeing Nancy on the cameras here, still hopping around and cleaning, so it looks like she's recovered quickly. God bless her. Oh, of course, we got Karen and Jan, and we can go down our list. All of our ladies. All of our ladies that aren't here yet, we can. God knows. God knows. All right. Bless God, he knows. So shall we make our way into our little circle here? I didn't see anything. Oh, wait a minute. One last thing come in. Aha. Got one request that snuck in here right before I managed to stand up from Mary. And requesting the dog come back soon. Of course, I'm not sure. It's funny she writes dog because... Because Tyler's nickname is T-Dog, but she didn't write T-Dog, she wrote Dog, so I'm sure she's... Mary, sorry, I'm having fun at your expense. Yes, we are certainly going to be lifting that up, Mary. Okay, let's go. Oh, did he? Oh, that's funny, I don't think he told me that. I don't think he told me that. I'm going to... Oh, you know what I forgot to do? Hold on. Spin around so the poor people on Facebook could have an idea where we are.
Okay. All right.
So there. So let them see where we are. I'm going to move you guys just right over here just a little bit. Perfect. 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 God is good. God is able, right? God is good. So, Lord, I thank you for another Thursday night. Every night. Every night always has different challenges. But, Lord, I just thank you. But it's all by your grace and mercy. And thank you, the Lord, for those who choose you, who choose to bless others through you, who choose to reach out, who God bless Crossroads in Dayton, you know, for making that, obviously, you know, I mean, that's a ministry for them, right? I mean, God bless them for going over to the, and who knows how many other vans they've got rolling, right? You're just aware of that one that's going to that nursing home. So, Lord, I thank you just for bigger and better for them, and to show a lot of other churches, I mean, like ours, you know, different ways to reach out, because the world is finding different excuses, different ways to keep people out of church. And Lord, we know that it's not so much the physical being of the church as much as it is the people. You know, the interaction with the people and the support of the people and the love of the people. There's just, isolation is the number one trick of the enemy. He will take your mind and just take it down, take it places that a mind should never go. Letting us fall into sin, into different temptations, and go down the list of gossip, and just it could throw us into fear. Isolation is a huge trick. So, Lord, I thank you that your people, they come together and they recognize these things. So many things. So, Lord, I thank you for Brother Steve. Thank you, brother, that you could be here tonight. Thank you that God's just doing the great things in your life.
Yep.
And you're getting close. What did we say, 5 months?
5 months.
5 months more for school, right?
Right.
And it'll go quickly, and that's a great thing. So that'll get you to the next phase in your life. And,
that's right.
And great blessings on this awesome idea you have for the Disney stuff. That's going to be neat.
Yeah, well, we'll see what
we'll
happens.
See. We will see.
God is good. I don't know if it'll happen or not, but...
But you're trying.
I'm going to try.
You're going to try, and that's huge. You're going to try. So he's going to go out to California and give it and check with Disney. So it's going to be neat. I like the stuff you've got. Hopefully you'll get an audience with it.
It has to make money beyond grace. They just say, well, money is the most important thing that we...
With them, it's always about money, of course, but still.
That's all we give a crap about.
That's true. That's all they need. And Lord, I thank you, though, for your provision. You know, Lord, in the same way that you've got a van going to this nursing home, I thank you, Lord, for a brand new van for V&V. Because V&V vans do a great service, too. They reach out and they help people and keep them from falling into the trap of isolation. They bring them together. Thank you, Lord, for that awesome trip that Linda was on, the great blessing she received, even by dreams, right? Just dreams, that just how wonderful it was. That's just a beautiful thing. It's a great thing to be blessed with all these. Lord, we're lifting up Karen for her uncle, who passed. But bless God, you know, 94 years, that's a great thing. That's a great thing. So thank you, Lord, for the people that, the lives that this uncle had touched. And I presume, was he also a grandfather and the like, too, or do you know? Or was he a bachelor uncle?
He must not have had a family because they searched for Karen.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Okay. Well, still, it's a great blessing to go there. Yep. Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. So thank you, Lord, for this peace for Karen and the family. Thank you, Lord, for another great in-store adventures, for just huge blessings for Debbie, for this teacher with this young girl whose mother had died, and the teacher for recognizing that the smile on this young lady's face is it's just kind of a way of dealing with things, and then knowing that there's more to the story. So I thank you, Lord, that the things that you guided Debbie to share with her. Devotional and the necklace? She got a necklace too, right? Did she end up getting it? Good. I thank you, Lord, that those just have a special meaning for this young lady, and you give her the peace and direction. Jenna? Jenna Gomez. Okay, Lord, thank you just for great peace for Jenna. Because God is good. God is really good. And I thank you, Lord, too, for that divine GPS for this teacher that got her into that. Into the Inner Blessings, the Christian bookstore there on Harrison Avenue in Cheviot, Ohio, downtown Cheviot. Actually, not downtown, is it? It's kind of downtown. Not really. Cheviot really doesn't have a downtown, does it?
Yeah.
Well, or Harrison Avenue is the downtown. Okay, Harrison and North Bend. That would be considered to be downtown Cheviot. So you're a couple blocks from there then. The world of Cincinnati. Lord, for the other people here in the... here in the church, Lord, for John Brockman and Debbie Gilman with her dad, and Nancy and Doug Beckman, and gosh, we go down our list, right, with Karen and all the ladies that sit up front here. And Lord, we're lifting up special for Mary for her request for the dog to come back. And amen, Lord, it's Lord, you know, you gave us authority. In Genesis, we're told, Genesis 1:28, you know, God gives us dominion over the earth and all that's on it. So, Lord, we stand on that authority and dominion over the animals and say, dog, come home. Come back. Dog, come back. Dog, come back. Oh, yes, and for Tim. Tim and Carol both. Carol taking care of Tim. Yeah, there's so many that, Lord, you know all these needs. But I thank you for those we have spoken, of course, for those that you know of that we've not spoken here, but we proclaim it. We proclaim it in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, I thank you for you bring your people together for upcoming things for the Emmaus, for walks, for Chrysalis. We've got Chrysalis flights happening. We've got the young ladies, the girls' flight is in January, and the boys in February, and then looking to do walks in late April to early May in that window. God, you're good. You're good. Anything else? I think we're good. Thank you, Jesus. Join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. Come on, Linda, come around here. Stand over here so they can see you. Come on, man. Come right over here. Step back a little more. They can see you. Okay, Linda.
What the people say.
What the people say. Amen is right. Amen. All right, remember, we're not going to be here next Thursday, but we will be on our church channel on next Wednesday for the community Thanksgiving service, and we'll be on our church page on Sunday. So remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Make it a great and awesome week.